Isaiah chapter 16. Send lambs for the ruler of the land of Selah, through the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like birds hovering around after being pushed from the nest, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, make a decision. Make your shade like night at noon. Hide the outcasts. Do not betray the fugitive. Let the fugitives of Moab settle with you. Be a hiding place for them from the destroyer. For the oppressor has ended. Destruction has ceased. Those trampling others have vanished from the land. The throne will be established by loyal love. He will sit on it in truth in the tent of David, judging, seeking justice, and quick to execute righteousness. We have heard about the pride of Moab. How proud! His arrogance, pride, and insolence. His boastings are bogus. Therefore, let Moab wail for Moab. Every one of them will wail. Absolutely devastated. Mourn for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth, for the fields of Heshbon waste away, even the vines of Shibma. The lords of the nations have broken off its choice branches, which reached even to Jazer, which spread into the wilderness. Its shoots were spread abroad. They crossed over the sea. Therefore I will weep with those weeping from Jazer, for the vine of Shibma. I will water you with my tears, O Heshbon and Eleale, for on your summer fruits and on your harvest the shouts of joy have ceased. Gladness and joy are removed from the fruitful field. There is no more singing in the vineyards or shouts of joy. No treader treads out wine in the presses. I have put an end to those shouts. Therefore my heart groans like a harp for Moab, and my inner being for Kir Hareseth. When Moab presents himself for worship, when he wearies himself on the high place and comes to his sanctuary to pray, it will not be effective. This is the word that the Lord spoke about Moab in the past. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be despised, with his entire population, and the survivors will be few and insignificant. Isaiah chapter 16.